T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Third down. Tannehill gives Henry, met and stopped. Stopped for a loss, back to the one. They're going to take Spillane off. The officials are.
Spillane was the one that got full face full of Henry.
He sure did.
Titans Radio Network, we're not allowed to play the other calls. So that's what we tend to do on this show. We find the away calls, in this case, the opposing team calls. And Craig likes doing that. Craig has now an appreciation for NFL radio broadcast teams. The ones he likes, the ones he doesn't like.
For good ones, because those are few and far between,
it
turns out.
What did you think of the Titans, guys?
Oh, they sounded like I would expect Titans broadcasters to sound like. All they were missing were
Southern
some, like,
twang.
G. Willikers.
Dadgummit. Dadgummit, he got a face full of Henry. That's what he got on
they
that
sounded
play.
Like yeah, the Steelers coordinators. That was on brand.
Never mind the fact that he got a face full of Henry, but Henry didn't get a face full of goal line. Like, I will give Spillane credit, man. It takes, like, a certain brand of crazy to run smack dab into a very angry wall, but that's
Can
what he
you
did there.
Think of the last time a Steelers defensive player got this amount of credit for one hit? When is the last time that a Steelers player made a hit that the entire fan base
Ryan
was
Clark
talking
on
about
McGahee.
The next day?
Ryan Clark on McGahee in the AFC title game.
So you got to go back to 2008 to find the last
yeah,
time.
Yeah, because Harrison's like hits, Harrison's mega hits always ended up being like the fodder for suspension talk, and I don't know if it was universal praise. I think most Steelers fans loved it. Not all, though. Most of the collision plays that Steelers fans like lionize is like you'll ask any Steelers fan, like say Dan Kreider, and they'll go, "Oh, I loved it when he blew up Ray Lewis because he met him in a hole one time."
I've got
time
one more recent
and, like,
than
stood
yours.
Him up.
I've got you beat. I've got one that happened more recently.
I can't think of what it would be.
Juju on Vontaze Burfict. They made T-shirts out of it. I mean, that's
true.
Him standing over Burfict,
I was thinking more
for
defensive
it, getting
players,
turned
but
into
yeah,
a
right.
martyr
yeah,
for it.
You're right. I was thinking
fans
strictly
loving
defensive
him
players,
for
but
it.
You're right. You're right.
I think it's God. Right. I mean, that's what people are doing with Spillane. I mean, it doesn't matter that two plays later the Titans scored a touchdown. It's not like it was, you know, fourth and inches, and here comes this underdog story, this Disney movie type guy who slides in there and drills them, and the Steelers win the game because of it.
I just, like, the thing about that play that still gets me is I guess, like, the amount of not caring what's about to happen to you that it takes to actually go in there
yeah.
and do what he did there. And you know what really sucks about the play? And the more I think about it, I know he's going to play this week. He's apparently healthy. It went completely for naught. If that were a Disney movie, it happens on fourth down with the game on the line, and like time slows down as those two forces meet each
they
other.
Play, like Chariots of Fire in the background.
Yes, make of Fitzpatrick held, and it was the most anticlimactic thing ever. 5 minutes after that,
Craig, I thought you made a good point about the Spillane play on Twitter. I saw you tweet it, and I was jealous that I didn't come up with it on my own.
That's a play Devin Bush doesn't
yeah,
make.
Yeah. I agreed with that.
And not putting Bush down. He does a million things Spillane can't. But that's one thing Spillane can do that he can't.
I think Bush would have gotten completely trucked there and Henry would have scored.
Wait, why do we think Devin Bush isn't a hitter? Though, like,
can you think of many big hits you've seen him make since?
No, he's fast. But the guy's like 5'11", 235, pretty low to the ground, like fire plug build. I don't think he's just going to get trucked.
He's not on a kamikaze mission like Spillane was on that play. I'm not saying he like makes business decisions, but he's not a heat seeking missile.
Spillane was going to just, I don't even think Spillane really was trying to tackle Henry. He just said, I'm going to run into him as hard as I can and hope he falls down.
I was watching that credit, game like with my father-in-law, and there was this like moment of triumph when Spillane made that play.
He
jumped out of his favorite chair, and then like 30 seconds later, here is Spillane with Dr. Bradley on the sidelines.
I know. The image that's incredible is Spillane hits him, and there's that sound and everything else, and everyone's probably jumping up and ordering Spillane jerseys off NFL Shop. And very literally, the next time we see Spillane's face, his right arm is pointing towards his left shoulder, which is hanging there dead. Looks like it's not even attached to his body, and he's going, I can't move this arm.
I think, too, because there are only like 11,000 people there, and so you can pick up on the sounds of the field better. The noise that collision made added, I think, to the...
amazingness or incredible. Pop.
Yes, it was just... Yeah, you heard it, and I couldn't at first tell.
It was macho. Well, you know what? All of that stuff about buckle your chin strap football we heard all week, that was like the living embodiment of it on one play. That was like the true smash mouth, like let's meet at the summit and see who wins type of thing. By the way, Pony, I would be remiss if I did not point out that a man tweeted us, Boswick tweeted us and said, what about Bud Dupree on Matt Moore in the wild card game? I forgot all about that, but that was basically Bud Dupree killing a man.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think he was flagged for that either.
I want to say he wasn't either.
Moore looked like he was, you know, he thought he was in, you know, France. He was so out of it, and he came like back into the game 2 plays later. I'll never forget that because there was obviously so much at that point. There was so much heightened awareness to the NFL's concussion protocols, and that was just completely overlooked because it was a playoff game. And Miami needed to get their number one, at that time, their number one quarterback back in there. I like that one. That would have been...
Urlacher, Bettis.
Yeah, that's the other way, though. Well, yeah, I guess that counts.
Well, I brought up Juju on
Burfict.
Yeah. What was that Miami game, 2016 playoffs, so early 2017?
That was 2016 because they go to the AFC Championship game that year.
Yeah. So, like, early year, like January of 2017. I hate the way that the playoffs work like that, but yes.
The Burfict game was the Bengals. That's the Shazier game. Man, a lot happened in that game, huh? Holy cow.
Well, that happened after the Shazier injury, if memory serves, did it not?
Yeah.
Because, like, there was a certain unease to everything, and then Burfict had still been running.
And then I remember, I remember 2 days later, while Shazier was still in the hospital with an injury from playing a violent game, Mike Mitchell did a rant in his locker talking about how football had basically turned into flag football. Do you remember that?
I do, actually.
Where he was just going nuts about how we might as well put skirts on guys because they don't allow you to hit anymore. I don't miss him one bit. That's one guy that I was happy to see leave. I think people feel like this is now piling on, but I'll do it anyways. Seeing Ray McLeod return that punt just delighted me to no end again yesterday. That we didn't have to watch little Ryan Switzer fair catch that ball.
Do you want to know what I thought of? I had two simultaneous thoughts on that play. One was, hey, Ray, what are you doing? If you cut the other way at the end, you go to the house for a touchdown.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The other thought, almost simultaneous with that, was, well, I wouldn't be having this conversation with Ray McLeod through the TV if he was Ryan Switzer, because Ryan Switzer would have put his arm up like you just said, and the Steelers would be starting and probably kneeling down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.